Good morning, everyone. It's good to be reminded about what's really important. Hands, face, space helps to keep us safe during the pandemic. And today's Bible reading is a bit like that. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Let's take a look at the passage. John was a messenger sent to announce Jesus, to prepare the way for the Lord, God's own Son. John baptized Jesus in the River Jordan. We read, just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open. God was breaking into our world, showing us what he's really like. Emmanuel, God with us, as we remember at Christmas time. God's Spirit came down on Jesus like a dove, a symbol of peace and gentleness. A voice came from heaven to tell us who Jesus really was. You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. This was God's Son, perfect in every way. As Colossians 1:15 says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Great stuff. Now what? We read that Jesus was taken off into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan, God's enemy. That's a pretty serious attack. What on earth justified it? Because Jesus was bringing God into the world in a way we could all understand. Because Jesus was breaking down the barrier between us and God. And God's enemies didn't like that one bit. Did you notice that when Jesus was being attacked, angels came to be with him? Even in our darkest hour, we can be sure that the powers of heaven are on our side too. Thankfully, Jesus was determined to bring us back to God. Nothing was going to stop him. So Jesus got on with what he came to do. We read, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. It really was good news. God loves each one of us deeply. He wants to be in a relationship with us now and always. But we all sin. We live as if God does not matter. We do what we want, not what God wants. And when we do that, we cut ourselves off from God. But God has reached out to us in love. As Jesus said, the kingdom of God has come near. So what should we do? Repent and believe the good news, says Jesus. Two parts to that. Repent, turn away from the wrong things in our lives. Put God first instead of ourselves. Maybe you've never done that before. Well, now is the perfect time. Maybe you've done that 1,000 times. We still need to commit ourselves each new day to putting God in charge of our lives. Repent and believe the good news, said Jesus. We only find out truly what the good news is when we get to Easter. Jesus, out of extraordinary love, sacrificed himself for us, died instead of us on the cross, and by doing that made it possible for us to be forgiven. When we repent and believe the good news, God will forgive us. That mends our relationship with God completely. Every day he is with us, and nothing can ever cut us off from his love. What an amazing set of things in one short passage. Here's what we need to remember. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. And if we do that, we can live life as it was always meant to be lived, walking each day with our Creator God, whose love will never let us go.